Let's just focus on what actually happened on the field yesterday, which is that Denver put up a huge passing performance by Peyton Manning against Bill Belichick's New England Patriots in a 26-16 win. 400 yards passing for Manning. It's the first time that a team has thrown for 400 yards against any Bill Belichick defense, which is a remarkable performance for Manning. Came out throwing and basically didn't stop all game long. Meanwhile, Seattle won a slugfest with San Francisco 23-17. So here we are with the Broncos, who were the best team in the AFC all year, the number one seed, the team that broke offensive records against Seattle, the number one team all year in the NFC, the team that was a dominating defense and a running game. These are two contrasting styles. So if you like high-flying offense and smash-mouth defense going at each other, that's exactly what we have. And remember, this Super Bowl is in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, outside of New
Let's
York.
Let's hope that bridge is open.
I couldn't resist. I don't know who Chris Christie is going to be pulling for in this ballgame. But I will say this. The weather certainly is going to be a storyline in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
as we ramp up to that.
Oh, sure. And then local connections, of course, Denver's defensive coordinator, none other than Jack Del Rio.
Yeah, and he brought with him former Jaguar Terrence Potroast Knighton, who had a big play for the Broncos defense. Champ Bailey, who's from Folkston, Georgia, played at the University of Georgia, will be playing in the Super Bowl for the first time in his 15-year career. And on the NFC side, you have former Clay High star Cliff Avril, who made a big play, forcing a fumble yesterday playing for Seattle. And Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley, of course, came from Seattle, where he was previously the defensive coordinator. So there's a lot going on in terms of those connections. The name that you are hearing, you mentioned it, Richard Sherman, the rather truculent cornerback, if I can borrow a line from Howard Cosell, the cornerback who made the game-ending play, knocking a ball away that led to an interception against San Francisco in the closing minute. Then after the game with Aaron Andrews, did his best World Wrestling Federation kind of conversation. He is a very brash and outspoken player, and I will tell you that he will be the guy you will hear most about over the next week or so until the teams arrive in the New York metropolitan area for that media day a week from Tuesday and so forth. But Richard Sherman will be the name you'll hear the most often.
And almost out of time, but JU and UNF played the first of two matchups in the River City Rumble on Friday.
UNF won by four. About 5,000 people or more there at UNF, and the two schools now in third and fourth place in the conference. They'll meet again on Valentine's Day.